The problem with writing so many songs about people you know is sometimes they come to the show. Sometimes that happens, and occasionally it's uncomfortable, but it usually ends with a drink and a smile. And the belief that it's better to be remembered in the songs than not to be remembered at all, perhaps. However, the case of doing this song tonight is very different than that and very special to me. Because in this case, at least several of the people who are in the song are here tonight, and at least one of them has never seen us play before. The one that gets called out by name. And I learned my lesson well. I changed the names, but I didn't change the name in this song, and I'm awful glad you're here, Dee. So I want to send this song out to a dear friend of mine from high school, Dee Dee Champion. She saved my life. I was drinking a lot, and I passed out at her house, and my head fell in the toilet, and I did nearly drown. It was the summer that I turned 16, and she revived me. And then I had to go to a family reunion that day. Really hungover. True confession time. So anyway, I want to dedicate this to my dear friend, Dee Dee Champion. This, I don't know her name anymore, but it's, she knows who we're talking about. So this goes out to you and Knight. This song is about how rock and roll saved my life as a teenager. And growing up in this town in those days, it wasn't easy to have rock and roll save your life because you just had a road trip to get there. There were all these great records being made right across the river, and yet no one was really coming to play here in concert. And I grew up bitching about that, which is why it's so important to me to be here tonight to play this rock show for y'all. And I just gotta say, it's great to be back home! Drunk acid blew us your cult concert, 14 years old. And I thought them lasers were a spider chasing me. And on my way home, I got pulled over in Rogersville, Alabama. With a half ounce of weed and a case of Sterling Big Mouth. Buddy Gene was driving, he just barely turned 16. I saw Leonard Skinner, but I sure saw Molly Hatchet. 38 Special and the Johnny Van Zandt Band. When I was 17, I drank a fiddler bottle on an empty stomach. To a friend's house, and I backed my car between his parents' Cadillacs without a scratch, and I crawled to the back door, and I slithered through the mail hole, and I sneaked up them stairs, and I puked in the toilet. But his sister Dee Dee pulled me out. And I never saw Leonard Skinner, but I sure saw Molly Hatchet. And the Yeah.